Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Louise O'Leary, spokesperson for One Future Dublin Bay South, joins us now. Louise, you are protesting tomorrow on Dublin's Grafton Street. Tell us why.
Hi, morning. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate your time. So, there's going to be what's called a Mother's Rebellion event actually on Saturday at noon. And to explain what it's about, I guess, I've a little boy. He's 1.5. Like any parent, I want good things for his future. I want him to be safe and healthy, to grow up to a better world than we have today, to be able to have his own family if he wants to someday. But the reality is, at the moment, those things are completely in danger for our children because we're not taking the transformative action we need to protect them from the worst of climate harm.
And specifically, your protest is about the expansion of Dublin Airport.
Yeah, Mother's Rebellion gives a space basically for mothers, grandmothers, anyone who cares about their kids' future to channel some of those sort of feelings of grief, sadness about the harms that have been done to kids' futures into an action, a public action to engage people to think about those things. And one of the things that we're highlighting is our opposition to this very irrational and unreasonable proposal to expand Dublin Airport in the middle of a climate crisis when our kids' futures are so at risk.
Dublin Airport have been asked about this, and their argument is, look, if we don't expand, it won't lead to less flights. Flights will just go to Manchester and to Birmingham and places like that.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that a very basic value we should share as adults, including industry leaders, is to protect our kids from harm and to give them the best chance we can at a future. And it's indisputable that right now, in order to do that, we have to be reducing emissions across every sector, and that includes aviation. The fact that they're proposing to do something that goes in direct opposition to that, in direct opposition to the science, to the rationality of it, to the morality of it, is really problematic. And as a parent and as a citizen, the fact that it's coming from a semi-state body makes me feel particularly let down.
Okay.
That our kids' futures aren't a consideration in this at all.
I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here at all, but I do have to ask this question because it's something I ask of myself as well.
Yeah.
Like, do you fly?
I have flown loads in the past. I have decided to try and stop flying because of what's at stake. But absolutely, I've flown plenty in the past. And my brother actually lives in the continent and he got married the other year, and I recently enough, and I had to fly to that. This isn't about stopping people flying outright. We know people sometimes do need to fly. The problem is we're not even having a conversation in Ireland about our flying or about the need to reduce emissions from aviation, which has been excluded as an industry largely from climate action obligations. This is about they want to increase flights and increase emissions. And it's by a huge amount, by 22%, which has been estimated to be 750,000 tonnes of greenhouse gas emissions at a time when the future is so fragile for our children and our grandchildren. So, to answer your question, I have flown in the past.
No, you've answered
to stop.
Yeah, you've answered it very well. Listen, thanks indeed for talking to us. Louise O'Leary, spokesperson, One Future Dublin Bay South, who is having that protest tomorrow in Dublin City Centre. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Does it give you pause for thought? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.